Howard has been working at his family's bookshop since he was 8 years old. Technically, he was an unpaid laborer at that time, one of the many Carey family members who gathered to help renovate the site of their new bookshop back in 1973. Even the kids were given small tasks. Howard pointed to the long row of books on the east wall, or more precisely, the pegboard behind. I helped put that there. I frequently pass Carey's bookstore on my regular walks through the downtown area of Barrie. Recently, I noticed a simple handwritten notice in the window, and was immediately intrigued. 50th anniversary November 1 23rd? 50 years? That is some achievement. How many businesses reach that milestone, and how many others have come and gone during that time? On a Saturday afternoon, I took a wander in. Howard was there at the counter, the book he is currently reading sitting open. He asked, as he must have done thousands of times before, if there was any particular book I was looking for. I think that Howard was a little surprised that the story I was after was not one bound in paper but his story and that of his family business. Having been there from day one, he knows the story well. The Carey brothers of the previous generation, Norman and Gordon, were the driving force behind the business. Their business plan was next to non-existent, something that Howard suggests would likely never succeed today. Norman and Gordon Carey would try something, even if they had no experience in the sector, and then learn as they went, tweaking their products and methods along the way. By 1973, the brothers had sold their interest in the Dorchester Hotel in Collingwood, but they continued to work at the hotel and waited on tables there. They had long puzzled over one empty front room, one that never seemed to serve any useful purpose. Then an idea came to them. How about books? The Careys gathered 500 used books and began to sell them from that small section of the Dorchester. In 1979, the brothers spoke to the Barrie Examiner and shared that they really had no idea what they were doing in the beginning, but they were determined quick learners and willing to take some risks. The entrepreneurs lacked background in their field. Capital investment was quite limited. Their shop was too small to accommodate merchandise. The location did not have sufficient traffic and the population of 12,000 did not present a favorable projection for sales potential. The Carey solution was to move to a second location within Collingwood. They worked hard in their new venue and managed to pay themselves $25 a week after 2 years. Soon, a small chain of bookstores was born. With locations in Orillia, Peterborough, Toronto, Owen Sound, British Columbia and Nova Scotia, all under the Mike's Bookstore banner, success arrived. The Mike's name came from a Carey family member, Howard tells me, but it was later decided that the Carey name would better represent the family business venture. The tiny shop at 25 Dunlop Street West has been many things over the years. Burton and Gribble Electric in the 1920s, Barrie Government Surplus in the 1960s and Vanguard Pharmacy in the early 1970s. As small as it is, the Careys have found ways to maximize their limited space. Around 1983, the rear portion of the shop was expanded to include more bookshelves. The basement contains even more shop space. Every wall and shelf is loaded with books of every description. As I spoke with Howard, a couple came into the store. They were in search of copies of the old hardcover Nancy Drew books, hoping to fill gaps in their personal collection. I believe they found one. Howard hopes you will come in and see him, too. All the old deals are still in place, half-off cover price books, buyback deals and lots more. Carey's bookstore is a bit of a time machine and not to be missed. Each week, the Barrie Historical Archive provides Barrie Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. This unique column features photos and stories from years gone by and is sure to appeal to the historian in each of us.